Today we're talking about that bystander effect. When do you get involved if you're around something that's going a little south? Dr. Julie Galthorpe is with us. Just closing thoughts, Julie. I think we saw it with the George Floyd case in the States, where somebody, or that incident was caught on tape, somebody recorded with their phone, how that really changed the whole court case and the George Floyd case, if you will. I think there are some, though, that might be afraid of getting caught on tape. Let's go to that bathroom in Kingston at the hockey rink at the Gloria Suns concert. Somebody steps in, and next thing you know, they're all over social media. Maybe some people just don't want that headache.
Yeah, I think it's also, this is the piece around video, too. People are concerned with how that's going to look, because sometimes video doesn't show the whole experience, yeah. So that creates a reluctance. But that's why experts in this area say we need to train or educate people on how to intervene in a safe and effective way so that people become more comfortable with this and realizing that there is risk when you intervene. But some of the strategies that experts talk about are kind of distracting the perpetrator, speaking with other bystanders so that you can work collaboratively. So as much as you can, trying to diffuse a situation. And as you pointed out, like even filming an attack is helpful because it might create some, you know, either recognition that this is not happening in silence or that there is accountability. But the key thing here is that most people do have the impulse to help when a stranger is in trouble, and that's kind of found to be universal. So it's important that we just reflect on this and what we would do individually if a situation came up where we needed to respond. And most of us have been in situations like the one that you pointed out earlier, Sean, or something similar to that. But it does seem so easy when we're sitting in the safety of our own homes or watching on our device to pass judgment on what happened in a situation. But as you said, when you were sitting in that car watching that situation unfold, you were hesitant to get involved, even though there was something going off within you saying, oh, mm-hmm. I need to do something.
Yeah.
So it's taking time to reflect ahead of time and maybe looking into some ways that you would intervene or even protect people that you care about when situations like this come up.
Thanks for the conversation piece this morning, Dr. Julie Galthorpe from Galthorpe Therapists. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.